All right, welcome to my very first podcast via Audioboo directly to my blog. This was something I was looking for today, hunting on Twitter, and as is usually the case, somebody comes up, steps up to the plate, and finds exactly what I needed. Thank you to Peggy George from Arizona, I believe, who pointed this my way. And with the simple installation of a couple of plugins, I'm able to do this directly, which, why would I do that? Well, previous my podcasts had always been recorded on a device, downloaded to my computer, edited, uploaded via FTP, and then there it is on my blog, which is still a fine and worthwhile process, but I also am trying to think of ways to eliminate the number of steps and clicks it takes to be able to record audio. And further, that's kind of the point of what I was had been thinking about recently, and this is actually the second time I'm recorded this, because I realize I only have a 5-minute window here, so it will provide some constraints for this tiny little post. Thinking about the value of, or the whole purpose of why we, I shouldn't say the purpose, but one of the benefits and one of the reasons why we promote the Read Write Web is because of the informal nature, the conversational nature of publishing today. And in many cases, that means some, I'm saying informal, but I'm also thinking in terms of unedited, raw, transparent kinds of exchanges. And I think as people, part of the problem with writing is that you tend to edit a lot and do just a fine job, I think, of portraying thoughts. But as you do that, I sometimes feel like there's less conversation happening. And I think there's something about multimedia that allows us to show a little bit more of ourselves just through voice and texture and just the richness of it that adds something more to the conversation than text does. And I realize that it's not the perfect solution. In many cases, it's not searchable, it's not easily scanned, it's not as lightweight as text and portable, but I think it offers us something unique. And I think about the numbers of people in my podcasting feed in iTunes that have sort of dropped off the map that I used to quite enjoy listening to. And there was something unique about the fact that, whether it was a David Warlick interviewing somebody or Bud Hunt. Bud still does the occasional podcast, and I always encourage him to do more because I just quite like listening to him talk. He's an articulate guy, but at the same time, I know that when he's driving in his car on his way home from work, that he's got something on his mind that he wants to share, and he does it in a way that's, again, very coherent and lucid, but at the same time, there's this informal conversational nature of that, that even if I don't explicitly reply to that, I have conversations with myself about that because he's invited that just because of the nature of his voice and listening to him speak. And so I guess I'm advocating, in some respects, for us to consider if that's something we need to do more of, because I really see a decline in the numbers of people podcasting and sharing in this way, and I think it's valuable. I think it's a good thing. So as my time runs down here in the last few seconds of this post, let me know what you think about that. Why do you think people don't do this more? What are some of the reasons why you wouldn't bother to post something via audio? And maybe think about why you think you might like to. I don't know. I think it's almost a lost art. I mean, that we don't do this more, and yet, I mean, I've discovered a way to do this with it with a click of a button. And driving in a car, to me, is definitely the ideal place for me to do it. And so I want to know what you think. Do you think podcasting is a lost art? Is it dead? Or is this something that we ought to be thinking about as educators to revive? So with that, have a good night, and we will hopefully hear from you soon.